We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with Raph and AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Gentlemen, good morning. Good to see you here on a Wednesday.
Good morning, brother. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And the sun is out.
It is. The sun is out. It had been dark and raining for about 5 days. It feels like the sun is out today.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
it's out indeed. In Lincoln, Nebraska. So, good to have you here. The news of yesterday, of course, in the sports world is that Nebraska is adding Dana Holgorsen as an offensive analyst to help out with the team. 3 games to go, of course, the bye week now, and 3 games to get one win at least to get to a bowl game. This happened live when you guys were on the air yesterday.
Yes.
The news broke when you guys were on the air.
Yes.
Take us back to your initial response. And then now that we're 24 hours later, is it the same as your initial response to Dana Holgorsen at Nebraska? Raph, go ahead.
Yep. Still the same. It's going to be interesting to see how they go about it, or what the plan is. Because I mean, look at it right now. The cat's meow and the NFL right now is Cliff Kingsbury at the Washington Commanders. So we kind of got the guy that sort of trained Cliff Kingsbury to be a coach back in the day at Texas Tech. It wasn't Texas Tech. It was Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Houston.
Right.
So
Houston.
So I'm interested to see what they incorporate. I mean, we needed something to stir the drink a little bit.
It's proactive.
That offense was a little stale.
A little being kind there.
Hey, now wait a second. I want to catch myself and ask you guys a question. I keep saying it's proactive, or is this more reactive?
AD? Sip, that's a good question. I don't think those have to be mutually exclusive.
Okay.
I think those two can be reactive, and then saying, you know what, reactive, and that I better do something.
Right.
You know, I don't think those things have to be mutually exclusive.
Okay.
I think that the more I studied about Dana, first of all, I didn't realize he was an Iowa guy.
Yeah,
went to Iowa Wesleyan.
Yep. Mount Pleasant.
Yep, from Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Yeah. I didn't realize he was a Midwest guy. Yeah. I did not realize that, especially a neighboring state. Not saying that makes you a better coach here or there, but I didn't realize he was that close to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that I've slept on this thing, studied up on this guy, he's been successful for the most part everywhere he's went. Maybe not, like I said, his winning, I think 91 and 62 or something like that.
Yeah.
Give or take. So his winning percentage is up. It's solid. The thing that is very solid is his offensive performances.
Right.
There is no denying those numbers. And to your point, Sip, I will say I think it was both reactive and proactive. Not to do anything is to keep doing the same thing.
Right.
And so I thought it was, the more I think about it, I think it's a good move. I think I'm going to be curious to what it does to the coaching psyche of the coaches that are currently on the staff.
Well, it makes things uncomfortable, but sometimes discomfort's a really good thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it
especially
it,
when you're struggling.
Yeah, we've already been uncomfortable.
And you need to be proven that you can get better.
I'm a fan of discomfort.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I think that if you're doing something well, you can reach a stage of comfort that you start to backslide a little bit. I think if you're challenging yourself, it's generally uncomfortable.
Sip, what you just said, right away when you said that discomfort part, my mind went right away to hearing Coach Osborne say, run it again.
Mm-hmm.
We would literally run an option play. And to our eyes, like, well, that was good. Mm-hmm. Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough will get you killed.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, that discomfort. Coach Osborne never allowed us to get comfortable.
Yeah, you don't want to get comfortable.
And I go to Iowa State, 1992.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
We were comfortable.
Yeah, that day I remember vividly.
We got shocked there in Ames, Iowa.
I was driving around waiting. Okay, when are you guys going to turn it on?
We got.
Oh, you're not going to turn it on. Yeah.
It's not going to happen today. Yeah.
It's going to be a long trip back to Lincoln.
Take this one off.
So, yeah, I mean, proactive is three games left. You make this sort of remarkable, unique move by bringing in these two veteran coaches to oversee it. But, yeah, I mean, we're sort of making an assumption that there's discomfort. It's hard to imagine it not being somewhat discomfortable for the sitting coaches, right?
Oh, Bradley. Yeah. If you're a competitor, you're not comfortable in that situation at all. Sip, that'd be like someone, you know, in all of our positions, you know, Jake, someone coming over, you looking at, you've been doing the soundboard for years. You know what you're doing. Someone just kind of looking over your eye and making sure. You know what? And like you said, that would be a little unsettling.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
Sip, someone's, every time you're right, everything. Yeah. What word did you type there? What was your headline there? I mean, that would be unsettling.
If they came into your show and said, hey, we like your show. If DP said, we like your show, but we're going to have someone sit in and kind of see how you guys do things. Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, yeah, no, it's, but it's also, I hope those guys look at it like, we need a win or two here. And if this can help us, Nebraska's not that far away. These games are close. And if it just means a couple extra good plays, a couple extra good sets that you get a little, just get a little bit out of it. That might put you over the top. And Ralph Rule said, if you listen to his press conference on Monday, he said it twice at the end. It was very striking to me. There's nothing I won't do to get us over the hump. There's nothing I won't do. So I think he said that with this in mind. He probably already had it. Well, he obviously had it in the works already.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. Now, the question I have, too, is there somebody else over there? I don't know. You could be bringing in somebody else.
Are they done?
Right. It's very possible.
Just the start? Is there more to come?
Right.
I would say at this point, we're now, this is going to seem far-fetched, but this is the reality. You have three games left to where you could steal. Now, this is going to sound far-fetched as hell. You could still go 8-4.
No, yeah.
That's the way it's on the table. Everything's on the table. The possibility is there.
Well, and if you're not thinking that. Ohio State,
thinking, what's that?
We were thinking that after the Ohio State game. We're like, oh, well, we played with those guys. We should be able to win out the rest of the game.
Let's go 4-0 in November. Yeah.
You can still go 8-4. Is it available? Yes.
Of course it is.
Does it seem likely by what we've seen? There, you wouldn't be human if you didn't have some doubts. You wouldn't be human. However, one thing that's not a doubt is you have three games
that's
left.
Facts.
I always hope, and you guys were high-level athletes, I always hope that those guys over there don't think like we do, like the fan base and media. I hope they don't look at it and go, God, they'll be lucky to win a game. I hope they're not thinking that way.
That starts with Matt Rule.
Yeah. I always hope that. I hear these conversations like, how do you think they are, Sip? I don't know. But they don't have to be like the fan base and media. I hope that their mindset's much different.
And you know what? You're spot on. And the only people that know that are the guys that are there day in and day out.
I don't
and
know
anybody
that.
Else can, you know, wander, pontificate, whatever. The only people that know that is the guys that are down there every day.
Right. There's just so, as a journalist, it's always hard for me because to answer some of the questions that people have, I would have to be there in their room, in the locker room, at practice, at the training table, to hear how guys are, to see what the mood is, the vibe is. How are the leaders acting? How are the non-leaders acting? What's the vibe from the coaching staff? That stuff is just, it's sort of unavailable to you. but it's incredibly important.
We will see if any of the other news comes the rest of the week for the team. But again, Holgorsen in as analyst. Phil Snow is going to at least be around in some capacity, and we'll see beyond that. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.